with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
Now, in some odd election news from the States, but not probably what you're thinking about.
Okay.
The race to the to become the mayor of a Houston suburb ended this week with the winner's name being drawn from a top hat.
Wow, that seems like a good method.
Doesn't it? Sean Skipworth and Jennifer Lawrence, and no, not the
Jennifer
one from
Lawrence.
Not the one from Hunger Games, were vying to be the next mayor of Dickinson, but they each ended up with apparently 1,010 votes after a runoff election last month and a recount earlier this week. According to Texan law, a tie in the race for public office can be resolved by casting lots, which is basically lotto.
Okay.
And Skipworth became mayor after a ping pong ball with his name was shot out of, no, was pulled, was pulled,
that's was a quite slightly, a show.
That's a different ceremony, was pulled out of a hat during a ceremony Thursday that lasted about 10 minutes.
Wow, okay.
For those playing at home, the Powerball was 7. It could be worse. They could have relied on the Electoral College, which, you know, we all know is a system fraught with danger. Or maybe a brisk game of rock, paper, scissors could have decided it in the end.
I mean, it would have been the same. They should have got that. Is that octopus that predicts the Soccer World Cup every year? Great. Yeah, they put things in the tank and it picks up which one's going to win.
Which one they eat or... Yeah, the one that gets devoured.
You're the winner,
wins.
I think.
I'm not sure. We'll refine this process anyway. We've got a state election coming up. We'll put
Excellent.
It all together.
I'll get the octopus ready.
How often are you going to use that phrase in your life?
Prepare the octopus. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Wow, there was wind last night.
There was.
Seriously.
What a nice change, though.
It was very pleasant. It was.
At least it was
a little
boiling
too,
hot.
A little too pleasant, if you ask me. Oh, seriously, I've not heard noise like that for a while. It was howling through our house. It was great, though. It is. So anyway.
Cooled everything down at least.
A slightly cooler week. There was talk, there was suggestions there could be some rain about on Saturday.
Yeah, but Saturday afternoon it sprinkled for about...
It did.
Two
okay.
minutes.
All right.
Enough for me to run out, pull all the washing off the line, and then it stopped. And I was like, I should have just left it.
That's why I ended up washing my car yesterday, because I was like, what? Did this get left under a sprinkler or something somewhere? Maybe that was
That was the tiny bit of rain.
just enough to make the car look terrible.
Yes.
All right. So, look, yeah, slightly cooler week this week.
Nice.
Suddenly great time to be a WA cricket fan. Scorchers had another win on the way. After starting the season winless, they're now four on the trot, and it didn't look very promising at the start of the game. Was it on Saturday? Anyway, they rolled Sydney Thunder by 17. So
nice.
Yeah. And top of the ladder too. So,
nice. Yeah. And they're home again tomorrow. There's another game tomorrow afternoon. Awesome.
Meantime, the Aussies have set the Indians a fair chase today. They need 407 for victory. So that's, you know, that's looking good in the, not the Ashes, but looking good in the test, the pink test, as it turns out too.
Yep.
And aside from obviously some grubbiness in the crowd, all went well, at least on the field. Well, I mean, apart from, you know, Tim Payne complaining about the umpire. but all is generally okay.
There's a few complaints, but look, everything worked out.
It wasn't all smooth, but hey, look, at least the score's going in our direction.
Well,
I don't know if you saw, there's footage out of America, more trouble this morning showing Trump supporters at a rally. I think San Diego being sprayed by a random can of mystery orange substance. So
I saw the photo and I have to say it looks like someone was being sprayed with a water gun. It was a tiny little green pistol.
Well, no, this one was a spray can. A spray can that squirted something orange. Maybe there was something else.
This one looked like a little water gun. I was like, is that what they're spraying?
I didn't see a water gun. Unless there was other ones in there too. I thought it was paint. I thought it might have been orange paint, like, you know, kind of having a go at Trump supporters. But anyway, I don't know. And then it just sort of turned into riot territory. Yeah. So, again, I don't know how long it's going to take for things to settle down. Hopefully soon. But at least on a political front here, Clive Palmer says the United Australia Party will not contest the WA state election in March.
He's given up.
And
finally
withdrawing the defamation case against Mark McGowan. Look at that.
Yeah.
See?
He's finally gone, you know what, I can't win this.
Is it too late to call that a Christmas miracle?
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe it's a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yep.
Anyway, it's something pleasant for this January 11th. Now, the Pinjarra Summer Twilight Markets are back Saturday evening at the Edenvale Homestead. So, you know, these are not, you know, like a lot of them in the lead up to Christmas, they're all about making sure you got your Christmas presents and stuff. Yeah. You know, this is just one for the pleasure
just
of it.
Just have fun.
So music stalls and food trucks could be a very pleasant option for next weekend. It's National Milk Day.
Is it just?
Observing the very first time milk was delivered to homes inside sterilised glass bottles. It took until 1978 before anybody thought maybe to fill bottles with milk and seal them with wax paper. And as a result, it was pretty dodgy when it came. Milk didn't last very long for a very long time. It was the first step towards making. I mean, we keep milk. I mean, not only do we keep milk in the fridge for about a week now, there's actually more, even more shelf-stable milk coming, apparently, I was reading. Like stuff you don't have to refrigerate.
Oh, I don't know if I like the sound of that.
Well, but anyway,
like chemicals.
We're moving forward in the world of milk.
Yeah.
But this is a salute to the old days.
Yeah.
It's also National Clean Your Desk Day.
Clean Your Desk Day.
You know what they say? Clear desk, empty mind.
Is that what they say? I don't think so. Anyway, it's about getting calm mind, something like that.
It's about getting the new year underway on the right note.
Yeah, good idea.
Even if it sounds like a vaguely nicer way of saying you're fired.
Clean your desk. Oh, I feel so cleansed and ready for the year. Oh, no, I've just lost my job.
We mean in a positive sense. If that happens, we certainly don't mean to be foreshadowing.
No.
Incidentally, and I'm not making this up, it's National Girl Hug Boy Day.
Girl Hug Boy.
That's right. It celebrates the power of hugs.
Of girl hugs.
Well, and it's where girls can go around. There's a day where it flips it, but at the moment it's a day where girls can go around giving hugs to whomever they want.
Oh, right. So only today.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the boyfriend or someone they've got a crush on. It's just anyone they appreciate that deserves a hug, which, as I swear, is not something I just made up to get covers.
Okay, that's weird.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news delivered from behind the speaker's podium that was recently stolen from Washington. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Taylor Swift has released the deluxe version of her album Evermore, complete with two bonus songs. So the two new songs, this first one is called It's Time to Go.
We're trying to save for the kids when keeping it how it is will only break their hearts worse. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in your soul. You know when it's time to go.
Nice. There's also another one called Right Where You Left Me. You can get them both on the deluxe version of Evermore. Now, Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus have broken another record with Old Town Road.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
It's just the song that keeps on giving,
isn't it? So what now?
Well, it's now the highest certified song by the Recording Industry Association of America after becoming 14 times platinum. So that's the most platinums for any song ever.
That's insane.
How crazy is that? So they're both pretty happy about that at the moment, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
Now, Miley Cyrus has previewed an unreleased song about her dog, Mary Jane, who recently passed away. And it's so sweet. This is Mary Jane 5 Ever.
I wish you looked at me the way you look at Mary Jane. The way you let her kiss you and the way you say your name. Like to call me crazy, like I don't know that I'm insane. You still look at me the way you look at Mary Jane. Look at me, look at me. Look at me, look at me. Look at me, look at me.
Accompanied with clips too.
So sad. I'm like, why would you do that to me? Very sweet though. Yeah. And Netflix has announced it's remaking Matilda.
Really?
Yeah. So multiple reports say that Ralph Fiennes is set to play Miss Trunchbull. How crazy is that? I mean, that's the only way that make her scarier is if Lord Voldemort literally played Miss Trunchbull.
Okay.
And also, the news is that No Time to Die, that's the new Bond movie.
Yes.
The star of that, Lashana Lynch, she's reportedly in talks to be Miss Honey. So there you go. Filming is set to begin soon.
Nikki and Zamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.